Much of what has happened to a woman in a patriarchal culture has left her very angry. And sometimes the anger makes sense and sometimes it does not make sense to you. So we would like to talk to you about another way of ridding yourself of anger, a way that is going to be much more long-lasting for you than trying to gain control of a moment or a situation. We do want to begin by saying that that is possibly the most human of all things. When something is wrong or going wrong or distressing, of course, you want to move your energy forward to control that. We want you to become aware of the belief that drives that moving forward to control. And that belief in one form or another is the belief that if you could just get control of it, then you could make it better for others and you could make it safe for yourself. There's a certain amount of rationality when you are in a situation and feeling that way, and we certainly understand that. And we certainly are not suggesting that you do not enter and make better a situation that is actually for you, that is actually calling you to do that. But we want you to look closely when you feel that desire to move out and control it and make it better and change it, and check to see whether it is love or fear that is driving that movement. This is a very powerful thing for a woman to know, because if it is fear that is driving your outward movement, then you are operating from an energy base that is going to be destructive for you. And that is true even if you were able to marshal forces and correct something or make something go the way that you want it to. Now, how can you tell? Well, certainly, if you stop and take a deep breath before you jump into a situation, that gives you a better placement in your body. It lines you up in a more efficient way, we should say, so that you can tell what is motivating your next action. Women, of course, worry about themselves as being evil or mean or controlling or a million negative things that come from that whole patriarchal stance, which makes woman less than and so makes her worry about that all the time. But when you are choosing what you are going to do in a situation, if you can first find the love in you, and breathe into that and hold that in your body. The beautiful thing about love, it is such a wonderfully intelligent energy, is it will often tell you whether to move forward or whether to step back and watch and see how that is going to play out. When you begin to learn this discernment in your life, you can greatly cut down on your fight or flight reactions, the stress that you put on your adrenal glands, many things that are involved with your nervous system become more stable. Now, what is the confusion here? Well, the confusion is that you have never been taught that that is what you should do. You have been taught to lurch out and try to fix it or control it or stop it or start it. And it is not that there is not a time for that. It is that it is not all times. It is not every time that you are upset that you want to do that. It is when you are able to move from a place of love within yourself, that you want to do that. And what we are looking at now is this spiritual pause, so that we are upset, or we are made fearful, or we are seeing something wrong happening. All of that is going on. And so what we have been taught to do is leave our own center to handle it. Let me say that again. You are taught to leave your own center to handle whatever is going on. You may notice, if you have done that, whether it is successful or not, when everything settles down again, you do not feel joyous. You do not feel happy. Oh, look, I controlled everyone and everything. What a glorious feeling this is. That is not the thing that is going to happen. You are far more likely to feel depleted. You are far more likely to be worrying about whether anyone is upset about what you've done, or you are very likely to use your anger to propel the action you want to take. And when you do that, at the end of it, you are going to feel empty and probably more afraid than you were when you began the action. So this moment that you take to take the deep breath, and we are going to direct you to some wonderful questions again. One of them being, as I look at this thing that is happening, is this mine to correct? Is this mine to control? Is this mind to change? And should it be that, then you want to be able to find a place of love inside of yourself and let that place direct how you are making this movement. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, and as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the air around you become blue, and know that the blue is peace. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Become aware that there is a magnetic field around your body, and that magnetic field has been designed to pull from your body and your mind and your energy all that limits you, all that judges you, all that makes you move negatively in the world. And be aware of that ring of energy around you. And as you breathe and exhale, let it pull away pain. Let it draw fear out of your body. Let it pull the hidden judgment that you may be carrying, and pull that away too. And as you release these things to that field around you, feel that your body and your energy are becoming light. when you have exhaled and released as much as you can. Feel that band of magnetic energy around you, rising up, taking all of that with it, and watch it as it disappears into the night sky. And here you are, a child of light, restored to your own shape, your own gifts, your own power, and feel the universe loving you in your power. And see that the universe sends its golden light above your head, and that energy is like liquid. And it pours into your crown, and your crown joyfully opens to receive more, more abundance, more joy, more creativity, more love, all the things that the universe has always intended for you to have. Feel that golden light move into the third eye. Open the third eye and restore your intuitive powers, your ability to discern, your ability to see and know and intuit without fear, only with love. Feel the golden light flow into your throat, and where the golden light heals the throat, know that your own communication will not turn against you, that the golden light draws to you the communication that loves and respects who you are without condition. Feel the golden light flow into your heart center. And feel the golden light spread across your heart center. And feel the heart hungry for that light. Take that light in to heal the past, to heal any beliefs that are not serving you, to restore your power to the center of yourself and your knowing. And feel the heart grow, expand, and know that it will speak to you all through the week about what is true for you, what is powerful for you, what is loving for you. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus. And let that light become the light that allows you to feel and release whatever might come into your life. Because the golden light is there for your protection and to hold for you that you can always feel loved. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And allow the golden light to displace from that center any judgment or shame patterns that may have become a habit, and let the golden light move them out of that second center, and see that the golden light creates a golden waterfall, a waterfall that is able to cleanse you as anything that comes through your life needs to be cleansed. And it does so without judgment, with the understanding of your humanity and your challenges. But see that waterfall and know that it will keep you free of shame and judgment while it flows in the second center. Feel the golden light come through your body and into the root. And as the golden light moves in the root, allow it to form up a center of creation that is connected to everything else in you, to your mind, to your heart, to your third eye, to your emotional centers. Know that what is forming up in your root will guide your creative abilities, because it is you and the best part of you, and it sits in your root to create. And feel the communication between all of the chakra centers. And feel your crown open to receive what will support the creation of your own life. Now let the golden light fill your body to heal you, to protect you. And feel that light move outside of your body to create a field of attraction as you walk through the week in your peace, in your knowledge of who you are. And know that you are the golden child of the universe and the golden woman and the golden server of what is high and true and loving. Bring your attention into your heart center and see how beautifully it has grown. And see that in that heart center, a gift has been left for you by the universe. Rest your mind. Simply allow yourself to know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.